Welcome to Victory Church's online podcast library. We hope you enjoy this message today.
Thank you so much. For those of you who don't know me, I am Pastor Catherine. I am the student pastor here, and we have an amazing night tonight. I'm so excited, so excited. These kids got totally whacked on retreat. We had an amazing time. I want to start off with saying thank you. Thank you to everybody in here. We had an overwhelming response in sponsorships this year. We had 10 students that were able to go that wouldn't have been able to go had you guys not sponsored. So thank y'all so much. Thank you, thank you. We had 46 kids go on retreat, and what's so amazing is there wasn't one of them that didn't have something to share that was personal and that God did in them. We did testimonies on the last day of retreat, and every single one of them had something powerful to share. On the first night, I did a salvation altar call. We had 25 students come up, rededicate their lives or give their lives to Jesus, said, I'm all in. Lord, I want you. I give you my heart. And it was amazing. Then we had about 10 to 15 students come up to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, and it was just absolutely over the top, and you guys are going to hear all about that. So amen, amen. So I'm going to ask Sarah, Christian, and Olivia to come up first. This year's retreat was called Renew, and basically it means give fresh life, strength, and revive. And really that's what we talked about the whole time is the life we've been given in Jesus, being made new, and the access we've been given into the presence of God through Jesus. And it was just over the top. It was amazing. It was amazing. So without further ado, here are the testimonies.
Yay. Okay. So, first of all the services were super epic. Everybody, the Lord came every single service. There was 4 services. All of them were super awesome. But the second service, I think it was the morning, we were listening to Gratitude. And I remember sitting there like, God like giving me like this, like reminded me of this testimony that I kind of forgot that I had. But it was like, whenever I was like, a couple years ago, I was like absolutely the worst, rock bottom, couldn't get any lower than I was. And there was one day where I was, I was having like panic attacks like multiple times a day. So I could like feel one coming on. So I like went in like the bathroom, locked myself in the bathroom, had my panic attack, blah, blah, whatever. And then I remember my mom like having her phone right by the bathroom door for like whatever reason. Like it was really random. And I remember, like, just seeing that and walking in and be like, oh, come on, like, God, like, go away. I don't want this right now. Like, I just want to leave me alone. So I just, like, shut the door and I'm like, oh, whatever. And I, like, tried to drown out the noise, but then I just couldn't. And it's, like, almost like it got louder. And then I just felt, like, wrapped in this peace that I hadn't felt in a really long time. And then I remember when the bridge came, the part where it's, like, come on my soul, don't get shy on me. You got a lion in your lungs. I remember like collapsing on the floor and like feeling like my soul or like my spirit, like physically, like feeling it in chains, like that part coming. And then like all my life I'd always been like super shy and like hid my voice and like didn't want to say anything to anybody and very much like that. So it's kind of like, yeah, I felt like these chains and it said like, my soul, don't get shy on me. You got a lion in your lungs. I felt like, it felt like a lion, like my spirit like kind of rise up and all those chains fall off of me. And then I was like, oh my gosh. And just like looking at where I was then and where I was in the moment of retreat, just being like, oh my gosh, like Lord, you just brought me such a far way. And I'm just so thankful. And I was just filled with gratitude. And then PK was like preaching about, because it was Easter weekend, so she was preaching about like how God died for us on the cross and was like kind of pacing back and forth, yelling things about that. And then she had randomly said, that song was written for you, and then kind of went back on what she was saying. And I was like, I was like, no way. And then I was kind of sitting and I was like, because also when, like in that same, when I was like little, I kind of always randomly like felt like these feelings of like feeling unwanted or unloved. So then I was thinking like, what's the one thing I want out of this retreat? And I was thinking like, any leftover feelings I have from that, I want like completely gone. And I think it was like right after I prayed that, PK called up an altar call for anybody who felt like that. So I went up and I was kind of like hiding. My hands were like covering my face, my head was down. And she came and prayed for me and she grabbed my hands and took them off my face and said, you don't have to hide anymore. And then the more I laid on the floor and the more I was laying on the floor, the more I kind of felt that stuff melt away.
Okay, so before the retreat, I was going through stuff, and I felt alone, and I was mad at myself, and I was just always angry. And so whenever I went to the retreat, I just felt like God really talked to me and made me feel like I'm not alone anymore. And one of the mornings, they called people up if they were feeling lonely, and I just went up and I just was praying. And so then Pastor Catherine prayed over me and I just fell on the floor and started crying. And then everyone was telling me I'm not alone and God is with me and He'll just never leave me. And that really helped me because I didn't feel like He was gonna leave me. And one of the nights, there was the fire tunnel, and I walked through. I didn't feel anything the first time because I wasn't really pressed in. I was just walking through. The second time I walked through, and I just fell on the floor because I felt God talk to me, and I just felt Him coming into my soul.
All right. So before the retreat, I was living a sinful life, doing things I must be doing, and listening to things I was doing. And as I was praying during the retreat, I realized I was living a sinful life, doing things I wasn't supposed to be doing, and saying things I wasn't supposed to be doing. And days before this, I saw this verse. It was from Matthew 11. Hold on. Wait, I have to wait for my phone to come on. Yeah, well, I don't remember the whole thing, but it was Matthew 11, verse 28-30. It said, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in your heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And this just made me realize that although I have all these sins and burdens, God will forgive me and that He loves me. And another thing I want to talk about is fellowship, because my friends, they all soon as Kevin came up to me, he touched me, boom, I just started laughing and fell to the ground. And yeah.
Okay. So my whole life, I went to Victory. I went to the church, the school, everything. My parents even got married here. So I always thought that, since I grew up here and, my family's, they're all Christian, I always thought that, I wasn't allowed to, struggle with stuff or, I wasn't allowed to get hurt or anything like that. I had to be this perfect Christian person and, this perfect Christian daughter. So whenever I would struggle with something, I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. Whenever I would struggle with something or if I was going through something, I wouldn't tell anyone because I thought that I would be letting them down or I wasn't living up to their expectations of me. And there was this thing that had a toll on my life for a couple years. And it was a couple months ago. It was a U night, And I finally went to PK, and I told her about it. And I didn't want to tell her because I was so ashamed, and I just felt guilt. And it was just, I was embarrassed. I didn't want to tell her anything. But I finally came up to her, and I told her about it. And on the retreat, that was a couple months ago, but I wasn't able to forgive myself for what happened for years. But I actually, during retreat, like the fire tunnel where everyone was praying for you, I went through and I was like lying on the floor and I was screaming like a dying cow. I was like, bah! Like, I'm not even being sarcastic. It was very loud and obnoxious. But as I was screaming on the floor, I heard God. He told me, he was like, I forgive you, so now it's time for you to forgive yourself. And so that moment when I was on the floor, I finally forgave myself for what happened. And ever since then, it's been like a week. Like, that part of my life is gone. Amen. Like, it was already over. It was already over, but it finally healed when I forgave myself. Yes. So I just don't have to carry that anymore.
Great job. I just have to say, oh my gosh, with Alyssa real quick. Sorry, I have to embarrass you for a second. For the past 2 years at retreat, she literally could not even get up and share her testimony, could not stand in front of people, could not speak. That is a completely different person. Completely different person. So it's huge, huge.
Okay, so honestly, for a few years, I've been putting retreat off to the side. I was like, let's just not go to that thing. Like, you know, the showers are a bit crusty, and I heard some of the rooms don't have AC. I don't want to be there. So, honestly, but this, a few weeks during before this retreat, my brother Miles was like, honestly, just go, because the more you think about it, the more you're not going to want to do it. So I was like, honestly, so true. So I was like, let me sign up. So I signed up, and fast forward on the retreat, one of the nights, PK did an altar call for prayer language, and I've gotten my prayer language before, but honestly, like, I didn't use it, so it was kind of a way. So I was like, honestly, I need it back. Like, I want it. So I went, and I'm a very reserved person when it comes to that, so I'm honestly just like, my mouth is shut, and my cousin Addie comes up to me, and she's like, you know, like, you can't get it if your mouth is dead shut. Like, you have to want it to be able to get it. So I'm like, oh, Lord help me. So I overhear PK saying, if you don't know what to say, just say, like, I love you, Lord. So then I go to say, I love you, Lord, and I'm saying it a few times. I'm like, wait, nothing's happening. Like, what? What are they saying? So I go to say it another time, and I'm like, I love you, Lord. But on the O for Lord, it just keeps going. So I'm like, what? So I'm just like, Lord. So I'm like, hold up. I'm like, what is happening? Like, stop. But it kept going. So, yeah, I got my prayer language back, so that was good. And so then it was the last night, they had a fire tunnel, and it was where all the leaders and pastors, like, are praying for you, and you walk through. So I'm honestly not expecting anything, and I'm like, you know, I'm just, my hands are going to be up. I'm going to walk through, get prayed for, like, nice. Well, I had three girls in front of me, and they were just, like, dying laughing, like, about to fall on the floor. Like, people are behind them, like, trying to help them up because they're honestly about to, like, face plant. So they go through, and they honestly just fold and can't get through. People are, like, carrying them out, like, honestly, like, throwing them on the floor. And I'm like, hold up. If that happens to me, like, no. So I'm like, what if that happens? well, whatever. I'm like, okay, I'll be good. So I go to walk through, and about two steps in, I just fold. I'm just like, and I'm like, oh, no. Well, so then I'm just stuck, and, like, my feet won't move. And I had people, I don't even know who, I just had people carrying me out and put me on the floor. So I'm just lying on the floor, and I hear this one laugh, and I'm like, aw, like that's funny. So I just keep laughing, and then it was a non, like, uncontrollable laugh that just wouldn't stop. And honestly, I just felt the presence of God, and I felt comforted and loved, and I never wanted to leave.
Okay. Okay, so before retreat, I had been, like, struggling with, like, hearing God, and I was like, why aren't you listening? And, like, I keep on talking to you, and you're, like, not responding. And I had just been praying for things, and I was like, okay, Jesus, come on. And so on retreat, fast forward, I don't know what service it was, but one of them, I was, I think it was for If You Don't Feel Loved and If You Feel Alone and Rejected. And I went up because I thought I felt rejected by God. And when I went up, I heard God say, I'm not rejecting you. If you're not listening and you think I don't love you, which is why you think that I'm not listening. And I was like, wow. I don't know who it was who prayed for me, but it was either PK or Addy, because they kept on praying for, like, similar things with me. And one of them was like, he loves you, you're not listening, and, like, he's your father, he loves you. Like, it's him who loves you, like, it's fatherly love. And so, and that totally my head. I was like, whoa. And fast forward to Fire Tunnel. I think that was the last night. I went through, and again, I don't know if it was PK or Addy. Maybe it was both. It was probably both. They were both like, you don't have to feel alone because Jesus is your father and he's the one who loves you. You don't have to look for that anymore. I don't remember if that was the first or second time I went through, but I went through again. And yeah, I was like totally whacked, and I was trying to walk, and I could barely walk, and I couldn't see what was in front of me. When I went through, Miles, he prayed, and he was like, this is only the tip of the iceberg. And when he said that, all I felt was Jesus and his love rushing through me. And I heard Jesus say, like, you're my child. Like, I've never left you. I've always been right here. And you've been turning around. You've been building walls expecting me to tear them down. And so I just really felt him. I felt him tell me, like, you are here. Well, you are there, and I'm here. I'm right here, and you just have to listen because I love you so much, no matter what you're thinking. And I felt so bad. I was like, I'm so sorry, Jesus. And he was like, don't be. Well, yeah, sorry, but, like, don't don't feel like it's a thing heavy on you. Like, I forgive you and I love you, so you don't have to worry about this. And one quick thing, ooh, good thing. So I saw a vision of the prodigal son, and I saw Jesus as the father and me as the son, and instead of me trying to like run to him, I was on like a little walk thingy, you know, this thing to go to the, at the gym, yeah, treadmill, and I was crawling and I wasn't getting to him. And all of a sudden, somehow he reached out and I magically just like ran, like blasted. And I fell into his arms and he hugged me and told me how much he loved me. Yeah.
So before retreat, I've been in the season of like seeking and like pressing God for a breakthrough in my life for something that I really needed. It's not even a want. It was a need that I need to like be freed from. And I wasn't getting it, and I had been seeking for, it felt like forever in that moment. And it come like flashback to the last prophecy night before before retreat. Hannah, actually, she gave me a prophecy, and it was literally word for word put into words what I was going through, like God just speaking through her. It was like, you're in a season of asking and seeking, but you're not getting an answer, you're not getting like a breakthrough in your life, and you want to give up, but you have to keep pressing because God's going to give you that. He's going to give you that deliverance in his own time, in his own perfect plan. So I was like, all right, God. But then it's coming closer and closer to the retreat, and I'm like still pressing and seeking. I was like, all right, God, this is it. I'm not leaving retreat without getting touched. Like, we can fight it out, but like, I'm getting this when I go. So I go, and every single night I'm touched in a different way. Like, God speaks to me differently in each of them, but I'm expecting this like mind-blowing, like, can't walk anymore experience. Like, I want to be like slammed by God. So that doesn't happen, and it's the last night, and I'm like, okay, like, it's not happening, like, what's going on? So, like, I'm over here, and I just can't press in, I just don't know what's going on, and all of a sudden, Hannah just walks up to me, and she just puts her hand on my chest, like, on my heart, and she just goes, he knows, right? And she just starts, like, reiterating the prophecy to me, and I'm like, oh my gosh, it's coming back, like, he's talking to me. And then when she starts saying that, I just like break down and I'm like, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. So then a little bit of time passes by and then the fire tunnel comes. And I'm walking into the fire tunnel like, you know, I've already come out of that like moment where with God, so like I was kind of, you know, dried up a little bit in that moment. And I'm walking in before and these three girls in front of me cannot stop laughing, like just will not like and can't stand straight either. So they see one of them fall over and I like run to go catch her. But when I touch her, I start laughing too. And I go into the tunnel and then God gives me like the biggest revelation of my life. I go into the tunnel and all I hear is ba, 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 ba. And then, but in the language that we speak at home with my family, ba, 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 it means come to me. Like, ba, like, come here, come to me. And in that moment, I'm like, God was saying, come to me in my own, like, language. I was having a one-on-one with him. In that moment, I just lose my ability to walk. Like, I just fall over, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is too good. I don't, like, really remember a lot, like, when I was on the floor, but I know I was laughing and screaming, and I was, like, violently shaking in the spirit. And everyone was there. No, it was very violent. Oh, and then, oh, I totally forgot. Thank you. Oh, wait, the one on the Friday. Oh, yeah. So this was Friday morning. PK knows this better than me. Friday morning, I don't remember what song was playing, but then it was Good Friday, and I was really thinking about that and really, like, reflecting on it because I just, I don't know, that was what I was thinking. And all of a sudden, I get this vision, and it's Jesus at the whipping post and with a cat of nine tails. And every single time it, like, hits him or, like, it whips him, like, a piece of his flesh is removed. So in that scratch and in between that wound was our names written in between them every single time. Anne, Lydia, Rebecca, Sarah. I just kept seeing our names, like, come in between it. And I was like, oh, my gosh. Like, that was my Friday morning experience. Like, the reality of that, and, like, he knew, like, us. Like, and he took the price for that. It was just such a real moment with God. And, like, I could not be, like, more grateful enough. And then just to add on to the Friday night thing, I, like, after the whole thing, you know, I back up from the floor. I walk over to PK because I was like, I have to tell her what I just experienced, this revelation I just had about, you know, come to me, God tell. So I walk up to her And I'm telling her, and she's like, "And you won't believe this. This is crazy." Because the first night, God told her that I'm going to receive a word in my own language from someone, like her, the other leaders, but I was going to receive something. So, you know, like God really worked in that and really showed me that. And then I knew, like, coming out of this, like, it was going to be hard to, like, maintain that deliverance and that breakthrough. And he gave me a scripture that I have on my phone saved, and I just look at it every single time. Like, I just need that, you know, moment with God and, like, to know he's there. It is Isaiah 43:2. "When you go through deep waters, I will be with you. And when you go through rivers of difficulty, you will not drown. When you walk through the fire of oppression, you will not be burned up. The flames will not consume you." Like, just showing God will never leave me in that predicament again. So, yeah.
So I'm not going to say, like, every single tiny thing that happened, because it would take a long time. So going into retreat, I was, like, excited, but I don't think I was really expecting anything. I was expecting something, but not what I got, because, whoa, okay. So I was just, okay, so I'm just going to fast forward to Friday night, the second night. So the leaders and PK, like, leaders and the pastors did the, you know, fire tunnel where they all prayed for you. And, like, before, like, the fire tunnel, everybody was, like, not everybody, but most of the people were already, like, crying and laughing. And I was just, like, not just standing there, but I was, like, I didn't feel anything. So I was, like, okay, I'm going to go through this tunnel, and I'm going to feel something, because I don't want to walk out here empty-handed. And that's the word, right? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so.
That's great.
Again, with the three girls, in front of the line, like, oh, everything, and I just wanted some of that. So I was just like, all right, Lord, touch me, because I want to be touched like that.
Right.
So I go through the tunnel, and again, about, like, two steps in, I'm like, I didn't fall over, but I, like, my legs are, like shaking, like that. Hold up, like that. And it's like a little hard for me to stand, because all of them are like that. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I go out. There's, like, Anne, Caleb, and, like, a couple other people, Alyssa. All of them were, like, on the floor, like, dying, laughing, and crying. And I was like, behind them. And I was, like, sitting there, and I was crying. But it wasn't anything like them. So I was like, okay, I want some of that. So I was just sitting there. I was crying a little bit, nothing, like, too much. And all of a sudden, Anne, who's, like, into it, very into it, she puts her hand on me, and I just, like, I lay down. But, like, I fall down. So I'm, like, laying down, crying now. And it was, like, even more. And then I'm like, whoa, like, hold up. Okay, where was I? So I'm, like, laying down crying, and then Addie comes to pray for me. So then all of a sudden my legs are, like, shaking. They're, like that. And so they're just shaking while I'm laying down. And then PK comes to pray for me. And then all of a sudden I'm just like this, like that. And then... basically, I was just, like, you know, really feeling it.
Yeah.
And so then a little while later, after worship is done, everybody's like, some of them are still crying, but most of it is done. I like, have to almost relearn how to walk. I couldn't walk, but I could run. But I could run so fast. Everybody went out to the campfire, and I was running around, and I was running and running. And hold up. I was like that for a little while, like a long time. And it's like my two brothers had to hold me, one on one arm, the other one on the other arm. And I'm like this, like that. Hold up. And when I'm, like, standing still, I'm like this. And I'm like going back. And I can't walk, but I can definitely run. And it was just like, then all of a sudden I'm on the floor inside while everybody's outside. And I'm like rolling around like, I'm free, like I was free. Like, there was just like, I don't know what it was, but there was something on my shoulders weighing me down and I didn't know what it was. But after like everything, like it was just like, I felt like whatever it was off me. And I was like relieved and I was like, like actually free.
Yes.
And oh yeah, and like God is like you really have to realize like God is so real. Yeah. So it's like
Yeah. All right, so, before retreat, for a couple months now, I was, like, distracted by people and, like, other things, right? So, like, every time I would go to youth or church, I would just be distracted, wouldn't press in. Until one day in February, I realized I'm really far off from God. I need him in my life. So then I kept trying to press in, like, but I couldn't, like, feel anything. So then that's when retreat came. I was, like, praying to God. I said, like, I need to feel something this retreat. Like, I want to feel you. So then, Thursday night when service, like, I felt a little bit, like, while I was praying. But I knew, like, there was more to come, like, during this retreat. So then the next day, just go to Friday night, I went up, like, to the front. And I started pressing in. And then that's when Kevin came by me, he just started laughing. So that made me laugh, like, a lot. So we just started laughing. And then I started crying, too. So I just started crying and laughing. And then that's when we went by Christian, so we were just all laughing, and we just kept saying, like, thank you, he's too good, and all that. And then the fire tunnel came. I went in there. All I feel is somebody grabbing my arm, shaking it, and, like, yeah. And when I came out, I just started laughing, and then I started pressing in more. And I saw something. I had a little vision. And it was like God, like, it was like a hand, like God's hand reaching out. And I went to go, like go for it. And when I, like, had touched his hand, I felt something in my body just, like, do that. And then I realized that I was renewed and I need to leave those distractions and people in the past. And I'm with God now, like, yeah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Well,
visit our website at www.victorychurchnola.com for service times and more information.